Unit 4. Exercise 8.
Good morning to you in New York. I'd like to start by confirming who is present at this video conference. My name is William Field, and I'm acting on behalf of my client, Mr. Fabian Stein, the chief executive of the London-based film company Left Hand Productions.
And I'm Fiona Martinez, attorney at law, acting on behalf of my client, Jake Glover, who is the financial director of Index Films here in New York.
So, we are all in possession of the draft version of the proposed agreement. Could I suggest that we hand over to Mr. Stein and Mr. Glover?
Maybe we could start by agreeing on a sum of money here. What kind of figure did you have in mind, Mr. Stein?
Well, I was thinking of an initial down payment followed by a later payment after the release of the film. The total would be in the region of 60,000 euros.
I'm afraid my board might find that figure rather low. After all, you are asking us to waive our right to exclusivity here.
I appreciate that, Mr. Glover, but this is a low-budget film. If we agreed to a significantly higher sum, the project could quickly cease to be viable.
Well, we might be able to agree to your figure if we could participate in the film's royalties.
I don't think that will be possible, but perhaps you could accept a figure of, say, a maximum of 75,000 euros, depending on the success of the film.
You mean if your movie flops, we would get nothing?
Not quite. You would still have the down payment.
And how much did you have in mind?
I think 20,000 euros would be fair.
Let me see if I understand you here. Index Films would get a guaranteed payment of 20,000 euros. Any further payment would be limited to the balance, namely 55,000 euros, and if the film flopped, we'd get zilch.
Well, yes, but that's putting it rather negatively. I'm simply trying to suggest a framework which would give you some kind of share in the success of the film.
Now that I think about it, maybe a success-related payment would only lead to endless arguments between lawyers and accountants. Why not drop the idea and have a 40,000 euros down payment and 50,000 euros within 1 year of the release of your movie?
I could agree to the 40,000 euros down payment if we reduce the second payment to 30,000 euros.
30,000 euros isn't really high enough. I could compromise on 45,000 euros, but on the condition that we clarify the terms for the down payment.
The down payment would be conditional upon our securing the formal agreement of the publishers.
And we do already have a signed letter of intent from the publishers in this matter.
But letters of intent are, as you know, just that. They aren't necessarily legally binding. Your negotiations with the publisher could drag on for months and months, and during all this time, my client's hands would be tied. No payment, and no freedom to negotiate with other third parties.
How about setting a time limit for the down payment? Let's say 6 months following the signing of our agreement, or the deal is off.
Well, in view of what you just said about your letter of intent, I'd have thought that 6 months was a little too long. How about 3 months?
I think I could agree to that.
So, to summarize, you would make an initial down payment of 40,000 euros within 3 months.
Not payable, of course, if we get a rejection from the publishers.
Sure. And you would pay a further 45,000 euros within 1 year of the movie's release.
I think 45,000 euros is a little high. However, I could agree to 35,000 euros.
And I think my board would be happier with 40,000 euros.
Agreed.
Fine. I'll draw up a final agreement ready for signature, and we'll notify you as soon as we have secured the agreement of the publishers in this matter. Thank you very much for your time, Mr. Glover and Ms. Martinez.